Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Sam Smith Audio Show. Thanks for tuning in. We're glad to have you on our show listening to our podcast. And this is going to be awesome. There's going to be some awesome, amazing things happening on here. All kinds of stuff to talk about. We'll talk about anything from freaking physical fitness, health and wellness, you know, that area. All the way to politics, I mean, everything, pop culture, you know, music, arts, just a little bit of it all. And as all of you might know, I do another podcast that's all about business. It's called The Green Industry and More with Sam Smith. This one's a little more laid back, and we're just having fun here. So I hope everybody tunes in with us and has fun with us. This is a solo show right now. We're hoping to get more people on the show for interviews and things like that in the future. So bear with us. We'll have better content coming out. And thanks to anybody that's tuning in with us. All right, let's get started. Today I'm going to talk about health and wellness a little bit. Physical fitness, benefits of taking a cold shower, things like that. So, anyways, let's start with taking a cold shower. Everybody knows that it sucks, but to my point, you gotta do something comfortable. Or that you gotta do something every day that makes you uncomfortable as hell. And that's how you build and make yourself into a stronger person. So, get up early in the morning. I would say anywhere from 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. Anywhere in between there. Get up and do some working out. Do some stretches. And hop in a cold shower afterwards. You will feel the difference. Anyways, the benefits of taking a cold shower, it increases alertness, and it increases alertness and focus throughout your entire day, and it just wakes you up in the morning. You know, it gives you that extra boost. And you throw another cup of black coffee on top of that, and you'll feel great, you know. Anyways, it increases your alertness and all of that stuff, and the oxygen levels and everything in your body. So, give that a shot. Try taking a cold shower. I promise you it works. Anyways, this app that I've got for working out, it is awesome for beginners. It's awesome for beginners. I'm a beginner. I'm just starting this. I'm going to take y'all with me through this full body challenge that I'm going to start also. And I'm going to cover more about it in the next episode and how I feel about it and all of that and bitch about how sore I am probably. We're going to cover that. But anyways, this app is really awesome. As soon as I opened it up, it asked me, you know, what level I think I'm on by asking me how many push-ups I can do, how many sit-ups I can do, and all that kind of stuff. And then it personalizes everything around what you think you can do. So, that's what I like about it. You know, they're not just trying to take you down through there and kill you on your first day of working out. And it's the same thing with the daily yoga app. That app is awesome because they also work from intermediate to an advanced level. You can work at your own pace and learn new stuff about yoga. And the meditation, the guided meditation on there is really awesome. It's really peaceful. It gives me a peace of mind. It helps me de-stress every day. And I think that these things are really important for us to keep up with in our daily lives to keep our mental health, you know, as, you know, sharp as possible for things like what I'm doing right now, podcast, or anything. It doesn't matter what you do for a living, whether you're a professional podcaster or, you know, a lawn-care landscape guy or whatever you might be. You know, it's good to have a sharp mind, and taking care of yourself is the only way you're going to do that. You know, you got to eat right, too. I mean, my diet, I used to eat zero vegetables and fruits. Now I eat vegetables, healthy carbs, and, you know, small portions of proteins on, you know, every day. I watch what I make, you know, and I make sure that I eat fruit. I try and follow the color chart, you know, because, you know, our body needs all of those antioxidants, things like that, from fruits. And they have those bright colors and stuff for a reason, because they help flush out your body and give you everything that you need with all of your vitamins and minerals and things like that. So eat right, stay healthy, all that good stuff, you know. And take care of yourselves, you know. Stay sharp. I mean, you know, nobody likes being slow and sluggish. And if you keep eating 20 cheeseburgers every day and never working out or exercising and never eating any fruits or vegetables, of course you're going to die of diabetes when you're fucking 35 years old and shit. So that's not a shocker to anybody. But just take care of yourself, man. I can't stress that enough, you know. I try and take care of myself. My family does. We love it. We are not going to turn back. I mean, we're feeling better. We're doing better. And everything. So, anyways, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you found some useful information. Check out those apps. Get any app. It also sets alarms on your phone, too. And it goes off in the morning. You can set your alarm for whenever you want to start your workout. You know, mine goes off at 5:30 every day. I work out. Bam. And then I got another one that goes off at 6 saying get in the shower and get dressed. So, anyways, y'all take it easy. Peace out. I'll let y'all know how that full body challenge is going on the next episode. And hopefully on the next episode, we can get somebody on here to do an interview with. I'm hoping to get a musician of some sort in to talk about their music and stuff on the next episode. So tune in with me on that, because it's going to be freaking awesome.